Well, during my ministry in the Seamus Chapel, I got a phone call one day from the Lyle Shipping Company, and one of the secretaries said, Mr. Moore, one of our men, a seaman, has had a bad accident aboard ship. He's fallen down the hold of the ship, and he's pretty badly smashed up, and he's lying in the Royal Infirmary. I wonder if you would mind paying him a visit. He's from the south of England, and he's far away from home. And, I said, that'd be all right. I'm going to be in the Royal Infirmary this afternoon, so which ward is it? So he told me the ward he was in, and that afternoon I walked into the ward and saw him in bed number one in a big ward with about a dozen or 15 men there. And so I went over and introduced myself to the young seaman, and he was bandaged up. He had some broken ribs and had a bandage on his head, but he was delighted to have a visitor. And we chatted a bit about his accident and then about the ship and his experience there. And then I always carried a bag of spiritual ammunition. I had tracts and magazines and gospels. And I put my hand in my bag to take out one to give him. And I just so happened to pick up a tract, and it had a picture on the front of Pilgrim coming to the cross with the burden on his back. And I said, have you ever seen a picture like that before? He said, no, I haven't. Well, I said, this is a wonderful story. And I said, this fellow here is Pilgrim, and it's all in a book called The Pilgrim's Progress by John Bunyan. And I said, this boy here, he wants to get rid of this burden, and no matter who he asks, they tell him the same answer. No, we don't know how you can get rid of your burden. Until one day, he met a man called Mr. Evangelist. And he says, yes, I know where you can get your burden lifted. And he pointed. He said, do you see yonder shining light? He said, I think so. Well, he said, you make your way to the end of that shining light and you'll find a path there. And it will take you to the place of deliverance. And there your burden will be lifted. And I told him how after many an adventure, Pilgrim came to this pathway. And he's walking along the pathway, he comes face to face with the cross of Christ. And as he advances towards the cross, the burden snaps from off his back and rolls down a steep hill into the sepulchre below. And he gave three leaps for joy. And he shouted, blessed cross, blessed sepulchre, blessed rather be the man who there was put to shame for me. And I said, that was the turning point. His burden was gone, and now he's on his way to the celestial city. But I said, that was really John Bunyan's story, his testimony. As he was going around the Bedford area selling pots and pans as tinkers did in these days, he overheard a bunch of old women, and they were gossiping the gospel. And one was saying to the other something about knowing God. And he asked them, how can you know God? And the more they spoke, the more he became interested in knowing God. And then they spoke about the forgiveness of sins. And they were sure that their sins were forgiven. And this made John Bunyan so inquisitive and interested in God and in the forgiveness of sins. And then one day he met his Mr. Evangelist, who was the Reverend John Gifford, a fine, solid evangelical preacher. And he said, yes, I know where you can get rid of that burden. And he pointed him to Christ crucified and explained the gospel to him, that Christ died for his sins. And Bunyan placed his faith in Christ and experience the joy of his salvation. And I said, you know, it's very like my own experience, because a young teenager, friends were witnessing to me, and my mother and others were praying for me that I would get to know the Lord Jesus. I'd been cradled in the gospel, but I'd never made that commitment to Christ. And so I began to go off my sleep. And it's very unusual for a young fellow to go off his sleep, but I explained to him that I was very concerned about my relationship with God. And this night I was lying there wide awake. Everyone else in the house was fast asleep by this time. And I said, if I were to die tonight, I wouldn't be going to heaven. I know where I would be going. And the more concerned I became, the more I seemed to remember a verse from the scriptures, God be merciful to me, a sinner, and save me for Jesus' sake. And I told the seaman, I said, that was my prayer. And you know, before I got to the amen of my prayer, I knew that I was forgiven. I knew that God had saved me. And but this time, the young fellow's, the tears coming running down his cheeks, and I said, I think you've got a burden too. He said, yes, I do. Would you like to come with me to the same wonderful Savior who died on the cross for your sins? I said, I would. And he shook hands and he prayed. He prayed a sinner's prayer, placed his faith in Christ. And then I prayed for him. The pair of us were bawling there at that hospital bed. And at the end, he was rejoicing in salvation and I was rejoicing in him too. And we had quite a little time of it there. And then I had to go and pay my other visits, and I left him some spiritual ammunition, and off I went. But later on, in my parents' home that night, I was going over all the events of the day, and I found myself writing down some of my impressions of the day, and I wrote down, days are filled with sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear, burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very near. It was so real. I had seen it happening that very day in that fellow's life, and it was so very, very vivid to me at that time. And so the verses, they just came like so. They don't always come like that, but they did that time. No,
but do you have it here?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, why don't you sing it for us?
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
But to give you the end of the story, I took it and I went over to my, you know, our old organ, the kind that you pumped up with your feet. And I put the words that I'd written up there. And I had no musical training. I played by ear. And I could read the Do-Re-Mi's. So I put it up in front of me and I'm playing. Pum, pum, pum. Days are filled. Mi, do, so, mi, fa, mi, re. And I wrote the whole thing out in Do-Re-Mi's.
Yeah.
And the four parts. Then I took it into the chapel the next day. And I got the musician. I said, write this in staff notation. In proper music. And don't change anything. Just what I've written there in the Do-Re-Mi's. And it was written. And by the weekend, they were singing it, and it got its first public appearance within a few days, and soon they were asking for it all over the place. And I think some of the first folks who wrote for it were from South Africa. They'd heard about it, and a song was born. And
Burdens are lifted up
Amen. Thank you.